Sports are starting to make a comeback. NASCAR racing again. The German Soccer League is playing games. And there will be live professional golf this weekend. One thing they all have in common, no fans. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. And Mike, we should say no fans watching. They have fans, but how many tuned in? We saw soccer and NASCAR televised this weekend. What were the ratings?
Right. No fans there in the stadiums. At home, we're desperate. So you read press releases from, say, Fox Sports saying a record for Bundesliga, which is German soccer ratings. And I said to myself, I didn't even know the ratings used to be so high that they were measurable. So I don't know how much of an increase you could document. But there were 300 some on thousand Americans watching German soccer. And that's something. When you look at some of the other sports that Americans are more into and used to normally, you know, a UFC fight on ESPN drew very well over a million. And the NASCAR race did tremendously well, over 6 million. So people are definitely desperate to watch some sports. And when the big team sports, if the big team sports come back, I think eyeballs will be on them.
Yeah, well, NASCAR, of course, the probably the most popular sport in the country, I think, you know, by some metrics. And you don't really need the, you know, the fans are, it's more the roar of the car. But I want to know, what about the boys of summer? Any news for baseball?
There's a lot of news, and Major League Baseball has come up with a very detailed plan. It might be optimistic. It's good that they're working on it. In fact, it is so detailed, and we talked about this last week. It would be segmented regionally to try to limit travel, but they put out 60-something pages of rule proposals, and some of these were so fine and picayune that many players objected. For instance, rules against spitting. Yes, it's good not to spit, but what if someone spits in a dugout? Will they be thrown out of the game? Rules against third base coaches arguing with umpires and the distance they'll be. But the big thing is, even though they got so detailed on these on-field rules or the proposals, the players are a little worried about testing because there was no provision that mandated daily testing, not just many times a week testing. And then there's the other issue of money, which is that the players say, you know, when the owners have a great year, we don't share in their upside. What we do is get paid a salary. So now Major League Baseball, the owners are saying, we'll split the very diminished proceeds from this year. And the players like, how come we have to experience the downside when the value of your franchise is increased? We don't get a cut of that. And I think the answer will have to be, this is a negotiating position and baseball's not ready to come back, but America needs baseball so much that the players will probably decide we're going to have to take some sort of haircut on this, or else there'll be no baseball because players are insisting on extremely high salaries in a time of depression level unemployment. I find that untenable. So in summary, a lot of details to be worked out in terms of contracts, and also some of these rules, we have to figure out how they'll actually work in real life.
Well, imagine that, how something will actually work in real life. Real quick, just in a couple seconds, yes or no, hockey and basketball soon?
Basketball might go with the bubble system, just Las Vegas and Orlando, all the teams there. But again, the virus has a lot to say about all of that.
Yeah.
Hockey, a
right.
little less certain.
Yeah. Mike, the virus has a lot to say. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst, hosting the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.